Welcome to CCFM. If you've just joined us for the very first time, this is LTC with myself, Marco Jacobs, and we're doing a share-a-thon a little bit differently this year. And I'll be chatting to somebody that you're well familiar with. You've heard his voice over the years for many, many occasions. And we're honored to have Graham Schnell, the CEO, Focus on the Family, and a board member of the Association of Christian Media, joining us today on the line. And just a little bit about the ACM. It's a non-profit organization that connects and supports over 120 members across radio, television, print, and digital media. And the mission is to uplift Christian media professionals and organizations, providing resources, training, and advocacy to ensure the gospel reaches every corner of our communities. CCFM has a special connection with the ACM, and we were there when it all began. And today, Graham will share the story of how the ACM was formed and also the vital role CCFM played in its creation, and how this partnership continues to strengthen Christian media in South Africa. So without further ado, let me get a hold of this gent. Always good to connect with him. Graham, good afternoon. Welcome to LTC.
Good afternoon, Marco. Really great to be with you.
Yeah. I briefly saw you the other day with the Focus on the Family event at the church at Edgemead. And yes. Because you're a very important man. So we can't always, you know, sometimes I need to make an appointment with somebody like you.
I know, man.
Just kidding, man. But like I told the listeners, you are such a familiar voice here on CCFM. Sometimes I get to hear ads that you are involved with, but a big focus of yours are, of course, Focus on the Family Africa, and then also another part of it is the Association for Christian Media. And so, Graham, for those who may not be familiar, what exactly the ACM is all about and how it serves the Christian media organizations and individuals today, maybe you can put us in the picture. Let people know what ACM is all about.
Yeah, well, the ACM, it stands for the Association of Christian Media, and really it's a body that helps to connect the sector of Christian media in South Africa and beyond South Africa as well. And so we've kind of got this incredible superpower as Christian media, unlike maybe other, say secular media.
You know what?
I just gave this beautifully eloquent expose of the ACM, and apparently no one was listening.
I felt it. I thought this guy is going to go off on a tangent here and tell us a lot of stuff. So I'm going to go back now, and you need to repeat exactly how the ACM works, because I want to get into one of the other exciting parts of how CCFM ties into that. But for those who did not hear your eloquent words.
Awesome. Well, I was just saying the ACM, it stands for Association of Christian Media. And so it's really a bringing together all of Christian media. And really the superpower, what I was saying is that Christian media has, that it's different from secular media, is that we all have the same mission. We're not just in competition for advertisers and listeners. And, ultimately we want to share the gospel. We want to extend the kingdom, and we want to impact our nation. Actually, we want to see our nation change as a result of the kingdom coming to earth in South Africa. And so the Association of Christian Media is just the body that helps to coordinate that, to bring together Christian radio stations that can work together to accomplish more, to Christian media, whether it's digital or print or content providers like Focus on the Family. What can we all do together to see our nation changed through Christ ultimately? So that's the beauty of the ACM.
I think it's not just words. I saw that live out when we had the Focus on the Family event there a couple of weeks ago. Our GM was on stage, you were on stage, competition there, but I saw the synergy in how we all want to make this thing work, and it's a beautiful thing. And maybe you wanted to speak into that before we get to how CCFM ties into the ACM, but for me, it speaks volumes of what you just said. CBN could live in the next room, guys could, just tell people exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was, as you said, a beautiful example of that, just coming together, different organizations. So Focus on the Family partnered with CCFM primarily or initially to host these events with Rob Parsons and Catherine Hill. And so we were, that main event was a parenting event. So CCFM, this amazing radio station in Cape Town that has the voice into the community, that can let the community know about this amazing parenting event that's happening to build into the lives of parents. That's, you know, the role you could play that we just couldn't play so well. Then focus on the family, coming with the content, the speakers that we have access to. And then we had a third partner involved, CBN, who joined us and said, hey, we'd love to provide childcare. We've got this amazing super book and we'll bring Gizmo and we look after the kids, because that's the way we can build into the lives of not just the parents that are there, but the kids as well. So, I mean, it's just amazing example, as you say, of different Christian ministries coming together with a similar purpose, different strengths, but ultimately the same vision, and then working together to achieve something that on our own we couldn't have achieved as excellently as we did together.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. It's something that I was just looking and I thought, wow. And the way that you mentioned, there were no competition. It was just we were completing one another, something that I enjoy a lot. But also I want to just, for those who's thinking CCFM is just what we hear on the radio as well. You now spoke about the ACM. There's other things we tie into. But what's the origins of ACM and what important role did CCFM play in information?
Yeah, well, you might know it better than I do, but you know, the ACM was born back in, I think it must have been 95. Is it you guys celebrating? What are you celebrating now? 32.
We're going to 32 now. 32.
32, yeah. And so it was when community licenses became available for the first time in this kind of new democracy. There hadn't been community-oriented broadcast licenses prior to that. And so there was an opportunity to have a Christian radio station that could broadcast biblical truth and create a Christian community through the airways. And Radio Kingfisher, I think it was initially called, was, I believe, the very first radio station that gained that broadcast license, a community license. And very quickly, you know, that was birthed out of a church that said, man, this is an amazing opportunity for us to reach a huge number of people through the airwaves, through this new license. Let's grab it. But didn't necessarily know anything about running a radio station and what that looks like. And how do we fill 24 hours with content and who's going to present and what where can we find the content to fill this? And very quickly started to connect with other players in the industry. Transworld Radio had been involved in radio ministry for many years. Focus on the Family, we were here, we had beautiful content, family-oriented Christian content that we could provide. And very quickly, a few of these players that were around back then gathered together to say, let's form a body that we can support each other, where we can connect and learn from each other, share resources. And so that really is how the ACM was born. Initially, it was ACB, Association of Christian Broadcasters. And then as time has and technology has evolved, there's so many different forms of media, and even as a radio station, I know you'll be airing live now on apps and websites, And so we've just evolved with that as the ACM to say, well, let's incorporate all of these different media entities and tools that we can use to spread the gospel and extend the kingdom.
I love that. I love the fact that you use that word evolve, and it's something we've got to do if we want to catch the lost at any cost as well, without compromising, you know what I'm getting at. I must say to you personally, Graham, I cannot see you doing other stuff, man. I see you in the space that you are at in terms of just advocating for Christ through media. I think you're perfect in there. But also, you mentioned also the ACM advocates for Christian media in legal and governmental spaces. Why is this work so important, Graham, and what impact has it had over the years?
Another big critical role of the ACM is in this advocacy space, because again, it's an area where that superpower comes in, where, you know, for you as one radio station to have to tackle kind of government policies when they start changing, putting things like the hate speech bill and the, you know, FPB and all of these potentially harmful bills that might prevent you as a broadcaster from being able to say, well, this is what we believe God says marriage is, and suddenly you're slapped with a massive fine or going to jail because you're contravening this new bill that's been put in place. So rather than you taking on this parliament, as it were, but actually it's exactly the same for Tigerberg down the road, or Impact in Pretoria, yeah, or Kingfisher in PE. Now that we can come together, we can sort of pool resources and advocate on behalf of this sector of Christian media. And we've seen some really powerful fruit from that. You know, just we essentially hire an advocate in that sense that we can utilize to represent us and to tackle these bills as they come. But it's much more than that. It's not just in the kind of parliamentary space. It's just making us all aware we can actually create adverts, and we have done that and shared those adverts, that we can kind of make the public aware of what's going on as well. So it's a double whammy. ACM can help to just facilitate not only in the government spheres, but also just generally in the public. We can help pool those resources again and spread the word, so that we can hold on to the freedom that we have at the moment.
Yeah. You're touching on something I wanted to get at as well. So talking about that, what would our landscape look like without Christian media, without the CCFM, Tigerberg, Kingfisher, Impact, these radio stations and other broadcast mediums? Why is it so important then to have a voice out there in an ever-changing world?
Yeah. Well, gee, I mean, I think you guys will be getting the testimonies on a daily basis from lives that have been impacted through the voice that you have in your community. And none of those testimonies would be shared if it wasn't for your voice being there in the community. And I think, quite honestly, we'll only hear a fraction of the testimonies, yeah, of lives changed as a result of the work that you're doing. You're a companion to people as they drive to work. But not just a companion that's, mouthing off about rubbish. You're speaking biblical truth. You're encouraging people in their walk with God. You're speaking of things that have an eternal value rather than a temporal value. Yeah. And you're doing a phenomenal work. And I'm speaking about you as CCFM, and that's true of all the other Christian stations. And the ACM just really helps to provide training and resources and equipping to help you do the amazing job you're doing even better. And then again, come up with ways that we can pool those resources. We've got the hub now where we can share. You guys might do a phenomenal interview and be able to put that on the hub, and then another station can air that. And so those listeners in a different part of the country can also benefit from that same content. We're running a national campaign that's a life-affirming campaign, where we're saying we are pro-life. We stand for life from conception to the grave. And together, across the whole Christian community radio sector, we're standing for life. And we couldn't do that if we were just doing it in isolation. Of course, we could do it in pockets, but at the moment, we can say this week, across the country, Christian radio stations all together are saying this is who we are and it's what we stand for. There's some just amazing ways that the ACM can play a role in just maximizing the superpower that we have as Christian radio and as Christian media.
You know, Graham, we can talk a lot, and we have a lot to say, but I gotta get to asking you to put in another hat quickly. And because as we celebrate this incredible legacy of the ACM, what encouragement would you give to our listeners to partner with us during our share-a-thon and play a part in spreading the gospel through Christian media?
Yeah. Well, I mean, focus on the family, as I said, as part of the beginnings of the ACM. Focus on the family has had a phenomenal partnership with CCFM over 32 years. And so has the ACM. I mean, it's been incredible just to witness the amount of impact that you've had as a radio station over so many years. I mean, I think only God knows really the amount of people that have come into his kingdom that are having an eternal life with God as a result of the work that you're doing. And so my encouragement to all the listeners of CCFM is don't take it for granted. You really are incredibly blessed. In fact, every event that we hold in Cape Town and when we're partnering with you guys at CCFM, I take that opportunity to say, please don't take for granted the blessing of having such an amazing Christian radio station in your city. And because you are unique, not completely unique in that there are other cities that have good Christian radio stations, but nothing quite like CCFM. You guys are just amazing. And so for the listeners to know that they need to back that. In fact, the event that we had, I can't remember if Rob Parsons told the story, but Rob was the speaker at the event we hosted with you guys. And he shares the story that I think is maybe a good one in line with what you're doing now. He talks about this old oak tree in Britain. He said, in Britain, we had this old oak tree. It was just there for decades and decades, millennium. And it had survived, hit this bombs and the War of the Roses, and lovers had carved their initials in its bark, and families had picnicked under its branches. And then one day, the great gales came, and the next thing, this tree was on its side.
Sure.
And a few days later, men with chainsaws came and cut it up, and it was gone. And we can take for granted things that are so solid in our communities, and we mustn't do that. And so I want to appeal to your listeners, don't take for granted what you have in CCFM. And they need your support. They need your backing. They need your finances to be able to continue doing the incredible work that they're doing. So get behind them. I think the Share-a-thon is a phenomenal thing. And I want to encourage everybody to play their part and to sow into your station. Really, it's your community. You have this amazing, beautiful resource, and you need to, I think, just acknowledge and get behind what they're doing.
Mr. Graham Schnell, fantastic always chatting to you. Thank you for advocating for us. Thank you for being a part of what we do here at CCFM. God bless you. Till next time. Cheers.
Blessings to you, Marco. Cheers.
Bye-bye.